This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat from today. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of various infrastructure and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees in Ekta Nagar. The projects aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility, and support sustainability initiatives in the area. 653 officer trainees from 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan are part of the program. In Jharkhand, scrutiny of nominations for the second phase of elections is underway. 634 candidates have filed their nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase election on the 20th of November. Candidates can withdraw their nominations until tomorrow. In Maharashtra, scrutiny of nominations for the single phase assembly election is also in progress. Nearly 8,000 candidates, including those from major political parties in the ruling as well as the opposition camps, had filed their nominations for the 288 assembly seats by the end of the process yesterday. The city of Lord Ram, Ayodhya, is ready to witness the grandest ever Deepotsav today to celebrate the first Diwali after the consecration of Ramlala at the newly constructed Ram Temple. The Uttar Pradesh government will aim for the Guinness World Record by lighting more than 25 lakh diyas on Deepotsav on the ghats of Ayodhya, including the Ram Ki Paidi. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and state ministers will be present at the event. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today administered the Oath of Unity in New Delhi on the eve of World Unity Day 2024. Minister of State for Health Pratap Rao Jadhav, Secretary of Health Purnia Salila Srivastav and senior officials took the oath. World Unity Day is observed every year on the 31st of October on the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. The event aimed to honour the legacy of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, whose vision and leadership played a pivotal role in unifying the nation. A massive fire broke out in the new Gajanan Market located opposite the Mangalmurthy Market in Ulhasnagar in Thane district this morning. The fire reportedly originated from a clothing shop before spreading to nearby establishments. 4 fire brigade vehicles have arrived immediately to control the blaze. Emergency personnel are working diligently to contain the flames and minimize further damage. Meanwhile, rescue operations are underway with efforts focused on ensuring the safety of all individuals in the vicinity. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Kerala government has constituted a special investigation team to probe the fire accident that injured over 150 people during an event at Virar Kavu Temple near Nileshwaram in Kasaragod. The accident, which happened late Monday night, was triggered by an explosion of firecrackers stored near the temple site. The district administration said that the additional district magistrate has been directed to carry out an inquiry separately into the incident and submit a report. Police said that the exact cause of the fire is still under investigation and a case has been registered against the temple authorities. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have uncovered a massive cache of ammunition and warlike stores during an encounter in the battle area of the Akhnoor sector of Jammu. The operation, which took place yesterday, resulted in the neutralization of 3 heavily armed terrorists. Our correspondent reports that the encounter, which unfolded early Monday, saw the terrorists neutralized after an intense gunfight. Reserve Bank of India yesterday published its 43rd half-yearly report from April to September 2024 on management of foreign exchange reserves. According to the report, which was released yesterday on the position of foreign exchange reserves as on October 18, 2024, India has a total of $688.27 billion foreign exchange reserve. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals of the Paris Masters in France last night. The third-seeded duo defeated Alexander Zverev of Germany and Marcelo Melo of Brazil in the pre-quarterfinal in straight sets 6-4, 7-6. And that is the end of this news bulletin.